This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Emmy nominations were announced last week, and one company that got quite a few nods was an independent production house called Scott Free Productions, founded by director Ridley Scott and his brother Tony. They were nominated in a couple of different categories for two very different shows, The Good Wife, which just wrapped its last season on CBS, and The Man in the High Castle on Amazon. David Zucker is the president of television for Scott Free, and he is today's guest on Conversations from the Corner Office, Heyday of Television Edition. David, thanks for coming to the studio.
Pleasure to be here.
Before we turned on the microphones, you said a very interesting thing. You have a little cheat sheet in front of you, and I said, what's up with that? And you said, well, we have so many things going on right now that it's tough to keep track. You have said there is an amazing breadth of buyers out here for your stuff. It's sort of the golden age of doing what you do.
It is an extraordinary time in television. I think it is a period in at least this industry that is unprecedented where anything is truly possible. Subject matter-wise, in terms of talent that's accessible to you, there is really no place you can't go, in addition to which it is a global business now.
Explain to me, to everybody, I guess, who's not familiar with how it works in the land of independent production companies, do you guys come up with stuff and pitch it? Do the networks come to you and say, we want XYZ? How does it work?
It's to use an English term, it's very bespoke in the sense that any of these productions can get put together any number of ways. We can do it the traditional way, which was how Good Wife came into existence. Something like the project that we've just done and we're delivering to Amazon, our first half-hour single-camera production, Jean-Claude Van Damme piece.
There's a name you haven't heard in a while.
That's right. And that was one that, in some ways, was born of the fact that we are looking in a global marketplace now. And Amazon, like Netflix and a few others, who are very cognizant of the appeal for an international audience, responded to that and sort of picked it up out of the gate.
Are you guys... platform's the wrong word. I guess network agnostic. I mean, you do PBS with Mercy Street. You did Amazon with, you're doing it with Jean-Claude and also Man in the High Castle.
At Amazon,
Which I want to come back to in a minute. And also traditional with CBS and The Good Wife and numbers before that. You don't care where it goes. You're just going out there.
We're absolutely network agnostic. I mean, the one thing that hasn't changed, I mean, I've been at Scott Free for 15 years now. And the one thing that hasn't changed, even as the business has evolved radically in some respects, is it still begins with the writer. And it still begins with that idea. And then you want to find a home for it that project for Mercy Street, for instance, it is the most important production for PBS, trying to take on an American history project, the likes of which they hadn't done in 12 years.
Not the least of which also should be said is following up Downton Abbey.
That's right. Yeah. And for Man in the High Castle at Amazon, it was a very big swing for them, a project that took us 9 years to find a home for in the U.S. Originally, of all things, we'd sold it to the BBC and then brought it back into the U.S. Amazon didn't exist when we started developing that project.
I get the whole there's never been a better time, right? Because you guys have so many outlets. But is it not also perhaps one of the most competitive times in television?
Well, competitive is one way of putting it. I mean, the way I tend to describe it is there are more possibilities and more opportunities than ever before. There's over 50 buyers, which is frankly extraordinary.
And when you say buyers, you mean networks or outlets for your stuff?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I know John Landgraf talked about when he spoke with you how
much greater the
programming has exploded. But I think as and I'm certainly no television historian, but one who's sort of been riding sort of the wave, so to speak, as sort of the fiscal opportunities internationally in some ways changed, that the studios couldn't necessarily rely upon the output, couldn't rely on the same syndication deals. Obviously, Netflix and Amazon all changed the financial mathematics of it.
Right.
From a content standpoint, we've been enormous beneficiaries.
All right. Since I have you in the studio, and I'm a huge Man in the High Castle fan, hello, season two, when?
Season two, I don't know if they're going to announce it at Comic-Con, but
you can announce it here. It'd be all right.
And get my hands in some other things slapped. I believe it will be sometime at the end of this year.
All right.
We're halfway into it.
All right. We're going to go with that. David Zucker is the president of television at Scott Free Productions. David, thanks very much.
A pleasure to talk to you. Thanks.